clash on Capitol Hill over farm costs. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. A House Ag Committee hearing erupted into a fierce war of words last Thursday as Democratic Ranking Member Angie Craig clashed with Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins over the state of the American farm economy.
This is,
Madam Secretary, do you know what
percent,
I'm reclaiming my time.
Okay, I just ask you not to be so rude.
That was Secretary Rollins firing back at Representative Craig, who repeatedly hammered Rollins over rising input costs and massive farm financial losses. The tension peaked when Craig challenged Rollins directly on exact economic figures.
So I'm going to ask the questions here today. Okay, I would love a question.
Do you know how much money farmers lost last year? It was $28 billion. You're the Secretary of Agriculture. $28 billion.
Well, it depends how you calculate that, because I don't think you're taking into account all the crop protection, all the insurance, all of the different programs that went through to support our farmers.
The contentiousness continued when Craig confronted Rollins over diesel prices.
What's the national average of farm diesel right now?
The national average of farm diesel.
Yeah, what's
diesel? Well,
diesel
has increased because of the Iranian conflict.
How much was it? How much
is
it right
before
now?
Before the Iranian conflict, it had gone way up. All inputs under the last administration increased about 40%. That's what we inherited.
Reclaiming my time. Madam Secretary, Joe Biden is no longer the president of the United States. Mr. Trump is. You own these numbers at this point in time.
In a blistering closing statement at the end of the hearing, Craig characterized Rollins' testimony as nothing more than a scripted political show.
We have before us an agriculture secretary who is giving a wonderful performance for a reality TV president, a performance that is scripted, rehearsed, and frankly disingenuous. A performance that falls flat because it's not based on anything real, but based on what she thinks the president wants farmers to hear.
Rollins defended the administration's actions, citing federal support safety nets. But Craig maintained that farm families across the U.S. are facing disappearing margins and high debts due to President Trump's ongoing tariff policies.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt sewer jet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Hi, I'm Ella Gehring. I'm from the Alcona FFA in Northeast Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
A largely dry day trying to unfold over Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at the Michigan farm forecast. We've got moisture to the west, moisture developing to the south, but I think it waits until late afternoon, early evening to start to nose into southwestern Michigan. Now, once it starts, moisture is going to try and spread over the rest of the state overnight tonight through tomorrow. And I think we have a secondary batch of moisture that wants to move through here on Wednesday into early Thursday. Long story short, there's plenty of action coming through this week. May even see another round of thunderstorms for Friday early morning. Combined for this week, let's pencil in anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches easily. If we get some stronger thunderstorms, which, to be clear, I am expecting for tomorrow. But if we get those stronger thunderstorms, rain totals for the week can be closer to 2 inches. Good rain's coming through. Now, once we get into the weekend, we start to dry down a little bit. I think Saturday and Sunday both are going to turn out partly to mostly sunny. And then we get into a little bit of moisture early next week before kind of a timely moisture pattern through the rest of the week. Not looking at near as much moisture next week as we're seeing this week. Key days next week likely are Wednesday. And then we follow that up with temperatures that are slightly cooler. Big time moisture trying to develop the weekend of the 20th and 21st. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, Friday marked the sixth straight day that we've seen lower prices across the board for the grain markets. Here with more is Andy Eubank and Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade Friday afternoon.
We've seen a lot of losses through the week. What most concerns you, corn or soybeans?
We've really seen a liquidation in mass from the managed money that was accumulating here back in April into early May. I believe that that peaked out in terms of the volume of long positions that were being seen in corn and soybean futures by managed money. They held their ground for a little while in May, but with the start of the growing season off to a reasonably good start in most areas here, they have liquidated, and it's been in mass here. And I'd have to say the corn is the top of the list here. We did see contract lows this week in old crop corn futures July. Andy, we saw today, for example, on Friday, July futures went down to 417 a bushel. You have to go all the way back to early January before that. Actually, it was just after that January 12th report to see nearby corn futures at that level. So it's been a solid 5 months. So you have to put corn at the top of the list, 67% rated good to excellent by the USDA on the new crop this week. We've seen years where it's higher than that, Andy, for early June, but that's a solid number. And the market right now is not concerned about any drought across the heart of the Corn Belt. Some drying conditions, northern half of Indiana, southern part of Wisconsin, even stretching to northwest Indiana, some drying, certainly wouldn't mind rain, but no sign of drought. The drought is in the southeast and still prevalent down in hard red winter country in western Kansas, Oklahoma.
Once again, Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, July corn down 7 cents to 417.5. September corn 5.75 lower at 427. July soybeans dropping 8 cents to 11.21 and a quarter. August beans 6.5 lower at 11.26. And July wheat down 1.75 to 5.80. In the livestock markets Friday, August live cattle up 12 cents at 241.65. But July lean hogs were sharply lower, falling $2.80 to close at 98.80. Be sure to bookmark our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com. Home for all the latest Michigan farm news and up-to-the-minute market information. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.